Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to this question which is often raised by both Muslims and non-Muslims, and that is that why does not the Quran mention the details of various worship rituals? We find no detail, for example, of the fact that how many prayers do we have to pray each day. Similarly, we find no details of the fact that how many rakats of each prayer do we have to offer. Similarly, we do not find any detail of the fact that we have to pay zakat. What is the rate of the zakat on wealth, for example, that we need to pay? And similar is the case with Hajj. The Quran does mention Hajj, and of course the Quran also mentions zakat and also mentions salat and also gives some other details, but it does not give us the way, the methodology of for exactly how to proceed while we have to offer the Hajj. It does not sequence out the various manasik or the rituals of Hajj. It does mention those rituals, but it does not give a sequential methodology of how to offer the Hajj. So this list goes on. So this is the question which is often posed, that why is it that when these are the fundamental practices of religion, of course the prayer or the salat is something which is the foremost expression of faith. So if a thing as important as salah is not mentioned, or at least not mentioned vis-a-vis its methodology and its details, then how should we believe that this is something which is so important? We also know the Prophet was very diligent in the prayer. We also know that the Prophet was very diligent in paying zakah and offering, and similarly other worship rituals. So how should we come about and come to grips to this complex question? So the simple answer to this question is that this has arisen because we think that the Quran is the sole source of religion for us, and we thereby neglect a very important source which is parallel to the Quran, is as authentic as the Quran, and that is what is called a sunnah. And here, before I go on, I must clarify that when I say the word sunnah, it must not be confused with hadith. So hadith is an entirely different thing, and hadith is actually what the Prophet has said about certain things which are found in the Quran and the Sunnah, or he has explained them, or he has actually acted upon in a befitting manner on the various directives mentioned in the Quran and the Sunnah. But Sunnah is an entirely different form of transmission, or form of content of religion than Hadith itself. So Sunnah is primarily the way in which a lot of practices of the Prophet have been transmitted. Thus, for example, the prayer, the Hajj, and zakah, these are all practices of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he revived or corrected in his own times, and which he himself inherited from the Prophet Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Thus, we find that it is not that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam initiated the prayer. We know people prayed before him. We know that people offered the Hajj before him. Even zakat was given before his times. So these are practices which are already being transmitted in the society in which the Prophet was born since the time of Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet only instituted them, he corrected them, he revived them, and once again gave strong currency to them. So we need to understand that Sunnah is an independent source through which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave religion. We know the sole source of religion was the person of the Prophet. And he gave this religion, the content of this religion, the certain part of religion, through the Quran and through the Sunnah. So deriving various practices from the Quran would not be the right attitude. And also denying them would not be the right attitude. We must realize that the Almighty did not intend that the details of these practices should be mentioned in the Quran, simply because he had intended that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam should institute these practices in a practical way through the perpetual adherence of the Muslim Ummah in a practical manner. So thus, for example, the prayer was offered by the Prophet Muhammad, and thousands of people saw him pray, and in this manner they adopted it and then transmitted it to the next generation. The Quran, of course, refers to these details. It at times asks us in a very, very imploring way to offer the prayer, but we know that it does not give any details of the number of rakat or the number of prayers that one should offer in one day. This has all been left to the Sunnah. So this confusion has arisen because we, in our own minds, think that the Quran is the sole source of religion, which is not correct. The source, in fact, is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and from him, the absolute form of religion or the certain part of religion has been transmitted through the Quran and through the Sunnah. And the Sunnah, when I say the word Sunnah, I refer to the fact that most practices which relate to our worship rituals, similarly which relate to our customs and etiquette, they are all transmitted through this Sunnah. So therefore, one must clearly realize and make this distinction that the Quran and Sunnah are two parallel forms in which the Prophet ﷺ has given us the certain part of religion. As far as hadith are concerned, of course, they are explanations of the religion found in both these sources, or the exemplary manner in which the Prophet acted upon the directives of the religion found in both these sources. So it is an entirely different thing, and we must realize that the answer to the question that if the Quran does not mention the details of the prayer, or does not mention the details of the fast or Hajj or Zakah, it is because it did not need to mention these, because they were transmitted independently of the Quran. So the Quran needed only to refer to them whenever required and wherever needed and wherever it intended to correct the previously formed practice in those cases. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ